Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In case you were wondering, I don't have any tattoos. But they are pretty common these days among both women and men, and you often see elaborate designs on people's arms or shoulders or legs. And I gather that tattoos can be hard to remove. And so if you were to tattoo, say, Noreen on your arm, you had better hope that Noreen will be part of your life for a long time, because she will be there on your bicep, even if she is not in your heart. Did you know that according to Jeremiah, God is a tattoo artist? But God is not interested in drawing on shoulders or arms. God wants to write on our hearts. God wants to mark us, even to brand us, because God wants to show that we belong to God. Instead of writing Noreen on our arms, God wants to tattoo God on our hearts. In addition, I would say that most tattoo artists want to display their wares. And if God is a tattoo artist, surely God has a big tattoo on God's heart that says, "My people." Or maybe God has millions and millions of tattoos with each of our names, because God has a very big heart. Long ago, the Hebrew people were led out of slavery in Egypt by Moses, and God made a covenant with them at Mount Sinai. God promised to always be their God, that they would always have this special relationship, and in return, the people were to only have one God. This covenant, which you know included the 12 commandments, this was written on tablets of stone, which you would think would last for quite a while, but it turned out to be quite easily broken on the Hebrews' part. In fact, they broke this old covenant and they violated their relationship with God even before Moses got back down the mountain with those tablets. And there was no reason for God to be faithful in the face of this. But you know what? God was faithful. God continued to stick with the people regardless of their unfaithfulness. And the Old Testament is a record of God's persistence. And it's also a record of the ways that the people ran after other gods and the consequences of that. The book of Jeremiah was written during one of the hardest times, one of the hardest consequences of the people's unfaithfulness, the exile to Babylon. The city of Jerusalem is destroyed. Their temple, the most sacred space of all, is looted and torn down, and the life that the people knew is gone. All meaning is destroyed. There is no hope. And Jeremiah speaks to this situation, and he announces that God is about to do something new. God will not only bring the people back from physical exile in Babylon, but God is about to bring the people back from emotional exile. God will bring them back into a new relationship with God. And they are going to internalize this new covenant. They will have God's tattoo on their hearts. You see, God cannot forget us. God has this great, big, indelible tattoo, and there is no way to remove this tattoo with our names on it from the heart of God. And God doesn't want to remove it. Instead, God wants to help us feel the same way. So God announces that a new covenant is on the way, when we will all know God in the same way that God knows us. This covenant is going to be a special relationship, It's not going to be scarred and tattered and patched together out of scraps of the old relationship. It is a brand new, healthy relationship. God says, I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. And that is newness, all right. You might be wondering, well, how can I make this happen? How could the people make this happen? Well, one theologian wrote that this is not the people overcoming their sinful natures. This is God. God overcoming the people. This is as permanent as any brand. Laws written on stone can be broken and put aside, but God's covenant in hearts is more enduring. And God's hold on us cannot be erased without cutting out a part of ourselves. And it is the writing itself that will create the reality it proclaims. God's writing on our hearts, that is what will enable us to be faithful. The word of God, the written part of God that is written on our hearts will burn deeper and stronger in our hearts until all of us, every single part of us, belongs to God. There will be no tattoo on us left over that reads Noreen. Everything about us will say God. Now, this is a very positive view of tattoos, that they are something from God. But there are some tattoos that send chills up your spine, such as a simple set of numbers tattooed on a wrist or on a forearm. And that is the mark of Holocaust concentration camp survivors. They were forced to give up their names. They were officially known only by those numbers tattooed on their arms. And when I was in seminary, I heard a memorable sermon. A rabbi was speaking about his experience growing up as the child of parents who had been interned in a concentration camp. And among other things, they taught him an enormous reverence for the human body. And so for this rabbi, a tattoo came to be seen as degrading and abusive. And he forcefully discouraged the teenagers in his congregation from getting tattoos, lest that they show disrespect for their elders, for concentration camp victims who had not had a choice about it. Most of us do have a choice about physical tattoos, whether we're going to get one these days. But what about our hearts? Do we have a choice about what is tattooed on our hearts? Sometimes we write Noreen in larger and larger letters on our hearts. Sometimes we write money, or fame, or success. We proclaim our allegiance to the things of the world by what we have written on our hearts in the largest letters. And when we write these things, we are trying to cover over the inconvenient signature of God. Because God has already marked us. By the virtue of our creation, God chose to write on our hearts. And God has also written the word of Jesus, taking on human flesh. God came into our form and took on our likeness. God has entered our heart in the form of Jesus and working out there this miracle of salvation. With the sacrament of baptism, we have been signed and sealed with God's brand, with the sign of the cross. And this is the promise that God is continually making all things new, making a new covenant, forging a new relationship with us, giving a new promise. God is the one who will change our hearts within us and remember our sin no more. This promise of newness, this promise that we ourselves will become new and fresh, that all harmful tattoos will be erased, this is the ground of our hope. God will eventually bring back the people from exile, but the promise of newness in our hearts, that is greater still than even restoration to homeland. Whether we know it or not, our hearts are marked as belonging to God, and the name of God is burning its way into us until we have to confess our faith. And God says, "This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.